Good morning, good morning, guys. What a beautiful, fantastical, magical day it is. Why? Because today we are alive. And I want to take a moment to thank you, to send you blessings, and to remind myself and to remind us all that we are not medium or skinny cows. We are the fat cow in life who has everything. Why? Because in the Mama Universe podcast, we are here to remember, to recall upon, and to remove the blocks that keep us from remembering that we have everything that we need inside of us. We have the ultimate nurturing mother of the cosmos to help us tap into the core of our absolute truth, which is unconditional love, the universe inside of each one of us. So welcome, welcome. Excited to have you with us today. And if you are a woman or a person looking to deepen the embodied, exquisite nature of tapping into your magic, of living boldly, of bypassing any stories that are keeping you from being in your full, magnificent, colorful, brilliant power, well, keep listening. And if you're curious and want to dive deeper, you can always reach out to me for my upcoming school, which is launching in the next couple months, Soul Billionaires, How to Create Your True Legacy and Living a Soul-Filled Life with Tribe from all over the world. Or if you just want to drop in and say a hello, I'd love to hear from you. Today's topic is, well, I thought it was February 14th for a second, but actually I was completely wrong. Every morning I've started this, come back to this new practice, and I want to share this with you guys, doing it with my husband, Joshua. He has an awesome podcast called You Enjoy Life. Check it out, check it out. Lots of good music, good vibes, inspiration. Been doing this 30-day practice where every morning we sit together and meditate, find something inspiring to read, and then take time to journal about 25 things that we're each grateful for. And it's true what neuroscience says, that we are naturally conditioned to focus on the negative of complaining in our lives. And side note from that, more on a human level, besides the grooves that become so deep that we continue to fall into them again and again, it's actually quite miraculous when we choose and remember that we have a choice to create something bigger, and which starts with connection, compliments, love, and everything else that's good, because that's the wind that lifts us as we jump off the edge with faith, the goodness of life. When we remember that, it just expands and expands. So I want to invite us all to check into that. And something that helps me with my faith is reading a little note every day from a book I have. And today I'm going to read it and share it with you guys. Today is January 14th's reflection. Okay. All right. Welcome. Welcome back. So today's reflection for January 14th. God has become a bigger and bigger part of my life. Not because I'm so devoted, but because I'm seeing God in more and more places, which is so true in my life. I began by talking to and asking God questions, sort of like getting acquainted with an old friend or a new friend. I don't need to worry about proper words or certain phrases, because this new friend of mine understands that what and when I'm saying something, even what I'm not saying, is being heard. And I believe God lovingly watches over me. I don't believe that God scrutinizes or condemns me or is looking out for the things I'm doing wrong. I believe this higher power of mine is my friend. He's my OG. He's my ride or die partner, my father, my ultimate father, my partner and my constant companion who's always protecting me. These beliefs comes to me because, you know, I choose to remember, but I also have these little reminders, like this book. And this book is sort of like 12 steps, but for people with their emotions. And, you know, as a recovering perfectionist and people pleaser and overachiever, you know, working the 12 steps for your emotions for myself has been revolutionary. And so I'm going to share the meditation with you guys for today, which is, may I keep seeking, as suggested in step 11, to improve my conscious contact with you. And today I will remember not my will, but thine. So before we go into the musical meditation, I want to ask you guys to try on today to take away whatever prior negative grief or associations or triggers you have with the word God and any specific religion, and think about actually just something that has created something, because you don't have any alarm or machine that's telling you that you need to have your heartbeat. You don't have anything in your life that tells you, or a button that you have to press to help you keep breathing. And to me, that simple little reminder is something that helps us get back and connected to there's something greater than ourselves keeping us alive, something moving us forward. And I invite you guys today to remove and step outside of yourself with all of those stories you have about religion, because I'm not talking about religion when I talk about God. Because religion has condemned, wars have been fought, people have been killed. Horrible, treacherous things, which I do not agree with or condone. But the God that I speak to is the great mystery, Mother Earth, the creator of what is beyond time and space. So today, as you go out into your life, I ask you to see what it looks like to see God in everyone, those people who trigger you, the people who annoy you. And really take some time to put on a different shade of glasses, a different shade of perspective, to ask yourself, what if this person has God inside of them? What if they are God to me? And as you listen and fall back into the sounds, I want you to allow your heart to continue to expand, to be bathed in that golden white light, and to remember that you have everything you need in this very moment. And if you hear little sounds, that is our puppy Freya saying hello, adding her little sounds to the meditation as well. Because this is something that I do as part of my life, something that adds value to my life, and hopefully I claim and I hope that it adds value to yours as well. So may you take a deep breath in and out. as you sit back or lay down comfortably, remember that you are the M and I am in your life. That no matter what you were told growing up or throughout your life, you are important. You're needed. And you are whole and complete just as you are. Feel free to wrap your arms around you or place your hand on your heart and another on your belly. And just repeat, I love myself just as I am. I'm worthy of all of the blessings, all of the abundance, all of the heavy favor on my life, and anything that doesn't serve me anymore, I acknowledge, I give gratitude for, and now I let it go. With those simple yet powerful words, in the natural, you can say, well, Mama Universe, that's not going to work. Well, if you have that thought, it won't. But if you have the thought that it can and it will, then it will. And I invite you to keep watering that seed of faith, of hope in your life, and see where that takes you. And I'd like to believe, and I claim, that whatever you were desiring, whatever healing, whatever affliction or addiction you are fighting right now, to be free of that, to ask that God to come into your heart and to free you, to empty you out of all those seeds that don't serve you, and to fill you up with that golden light, because you are deserving. Take a moment to wish a wish for your life and set an intention. Take another moment to make a wish for the world and set an intention. I claim and I ask for the powers that be, for the God that is, that may we all, and may all sentient beings, be free of mental and physical suffering. Now go out and have yourself a fabulous day, because you are fantastical. Thank you guys so much for listening. Sending you blessings and blessings. This is the Mama Universe podcast. If there are certain topics that you would like to hear about, or certain things that you're going through that you would like to have someone speak to, I am an empowerment coach, spiritual guide, and leader in transformation. So if there's something that you are struggling with, please reach out. I would love to anonymously or speak to that if I have your permission to use your first name. Until the next time, with the 23,000 breaths that you breathe every day, may you allow yourself the chance, the opportunity, and the incredible gift to use the 16 breaths that we have each minute to surrender to your greatness, to surrender to the universe and God. From my heart to yours, may you be well, may you be blessed, may you have the most fantastical life ever. All right, ciao, ciao, ciao.